I think there's that passage in 1 Peter, what is it, 4, where, dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you. Of course, were we caught off guard? Were we surprised by the cancer diagnosis? Sure. When you've never had cancer, I mean, both my parents had cancer, so cancer was not a foreign thing to me. I had a good friend, childhood friend, died of cancer. Lots of people had cancer and died of cancer that we've known. But never expected it in Nancy. We're taken off guard in that sense. But we never have bought in to the prosperity theology thing that is so rampant even among people who say they don't believe in prosperity theology. I mean, that's what's so funny is that you just, oh yeah, prosperity theology, health and wealth gospel. And then the same people, when they lose their house in a fire, or their child has leukemia, or you know, there's a terrible accident, or they lose their job, or whatever it is, then they go, what's this? We go to church, we give regularly, we serve the Lord. Why is he doing this to us, you know? And so it's like, I guess you actually did believe in prosperity theology. This, one resource that might be helpful, I do have maybe 5 minutes or something where David Mathis from Desiring God is interviewing me, on video about the depression. Then there is, I also have a chapter on endurance that I wrote for a Desiring God. You know how they would take their conferences and then the different speakers, and then it would be a chapter each. This one I think is called Endurance. Yeah, I mean, if you look it up, it's the chapter is actually online at Desiring God's website, and there's also me speaking on endurance, they made the transcript of it, so it's there on their website. And so, having to do with perseverance and trusting the Lord, and you know, facing adversity and long obedience in the same direction, the Eugene Peterson phrase, I use that a lot related to it.